Pashas Mishpatim, it was replaced with Makkah Chodesh, but typically where we lay in for the Haftarah is in Yirmiyah, and the Pesukim discussed over there, the Klal Yisrael were Meshabed Avodim past the Zman that they were supposed to. Al-Pi Torah is supposed to feed the Avodim of the Sheishonim, and Klal Yisrael did an Avera that they kept on to their Avodim even past the Zman. They kept them late, they kept them past the Zman that they were supposed to free them. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lachain, Koyama Hashem, Atam lo shematam elai likra dirar ish la'achiv ve'ish l'reho. You refused to properly declare an emancipation, to free your avodim. Therefore, mida keneged mida hinani kair lachem drar, I'm going to call for you a drar, which is Num Hashem el acherev el adeve vel arav v'nesati eschem lazava l'chol mamlokos haaretz rachmano litzlan. Because Klal Yisrael didn't keep this man, they kept the work, well, avodim, over time. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mita Kenegad Mita, is going to call a drawer, and now Klal Yisrael is going to be Meshubadu at in the hands of Mother Nature, so to speak, at the hands of Acherev, Rachman, Son, Deva, and Rav. And all the Mefarshim, come out, all of them explain it the same way, and that is normally Klal Yisrael, they're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. When we're Mekayim the Torah, we're His avodim. Now, when we now became the Torah, because we kept the Avodim longer than they were supposed to, we did not call the drawer, we did not free them properly, the Mida Kenegad Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to free us, and Kilu not have us as his Avodim, and now we're open, we're vulnerable, we're open to the regular natural system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, and that system is not a good system. That system is a dangerous Cherev, Deva, and Rav. It's not a good system to be in. As we learned last year by Anna, Poyalim have the din like Avodim. We're going to see Mietz Hashem and Shin Lama Gimel and Vaita as well, that Poyalim have the same share, the same dinim of Avodim and a number of dinim. And it's something that an employer should think about, how they work their Avodim, their employees, that if they work them overtime, they work them in ways that they're not right, Al-Pi Torah, Chulilu, Rachman Latzon, we have this Mida Kenegad Mida coming into effect. All right, last week we're in the middle of Shin Lamed Beis, we're up to Sif Gimel, but I feel it's kedai just to chazev the two, three important points that we had at the beginning of Shin Lamed Beis. Sorry? What?
This thing, the guy works as his employee
overtime.
You say that.
That God happens to be a Allah as well.
Have you happened to do the same Shofar of Sevens?
We had, and we already had in Shin Lamed Aleph. Lahashkum Laharev, you now let bring them and make them work later, right? Lashkum Lariv, the minig is not to be Mashkum Lariv, you can't ask the employee to stay past 5 o'clock if that wasn't the minig, right?
This thing, this
coming to going, I'm being Madama Milsa La Milsa. They are talking about past this termination of the 6 years. Here I'm talking about any type of overworking, let's say, but before our examples that we gave, actually, it was your Shari Tshuva.
Okay, but even so, it's not even anything, any Avera person does. Why put the
Avera of Avos? Because there it sounds like it's a Mida connected Mida. If you don't free the Avodim in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to free you, Chalila, whatever, this Klal Yisrael, who is his Avodim, and free them on time.
But it's not
a so that's why it's Tzuleg that last year we saw in Ono, and we're going to see Mitzvah Shem again in next Simen, that Avodim and Poilim are one and the same. To many, many dinim. Sorry?
Didn't the
6 years the mitzvah
the same?
Mm-hmm.
Just working somewhere
all the time. Yeah. All right, well, all right. This is George anyway. But no, but you get the idea. The idea is that there is a relationship between an employee and employee.
Let's extrapolate, that's my point.
Sorry?
It's like you're stretching it, I think.
Okay, fine. You're an employer, right?
Okay.
You don't have to agree with it. You can look at the version yourself. I don't know. When I saw it, I'm a stick of employer. Well, I shuddered a little bit.
I'm not saying that you should be.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to Shin Lamed Beis. I would like to repeat the two or three important points that we came out from last week. First of all, there's Hagdara that when you hire an employee, the whole simon basically talks about misunderstandings in price structures of employees and how much you're supposed to pay, b'derek klal. So we'll give the two standard examples. One is where you send a shliach to hire a poel, and you tell the shliach to hire him for three, and the shliach goes ahead and takes the liberty to hire the poel for four. So if the shliach says, chokh malai, then I'm going to be responsible for your payment. Then that's it. The shliach has to pay the poel 4, and he can go back to the Baal HaBayis only up to that 4 if actually the work was indeed worth 4. If it was worth 4, he can go back to the Baal HaBayis for 4, because the deal that he had initially, the shlichus was bottled, he blew the shlichus. So now it's as if the poel worked without any shlichus, without any upmark, without any kitzvah. Now you want to know how much you're paying. You're paying like the standard principle is kapokah shebepoelim, the lowest going rate. If indeed the work was worth 4, then he deserved to get 4. Let's say the work was worth 5. So he was sent to hire for 3. The guy decided to take the liberty hired for 4. But indeed it was worth 5. He laid out 4. He'll go back to the Baal HaBayis and he'll only be able to collect back to be reimbursed the 4. He cannot ask the Baal HaBayis for the 5. And we discussed why L'Chari, our principle of Yerid, he should be able to get 5. And we said, B'shem the Ramah, that there's a klal of Ketzed Yatzez Eschere B'Parasa Shechaveret. Since he only paid 4 for the Malacha, it's not fair that he's capitalizing on someone else's pool, on someone else's payment, and asking the Baal HaBayis for 5 when he only shelled out 4 to get this pool done. So therefore, end up that the Baal HaBayis would gain somewhat. He would have to take a shell out the 4, not the 3 that he initially anticipated, but good, but he won't have to pay the full 5.
Who's the 4 in that case?
Sorry? Okay, it's a good kasha. We discussed it last week. I'd rather not get into it. It's a major problem. But at least let's take the halacha. Now, if he would say schorchem Baal HaBayis, that means he duped the poel thinking that he's expecting a $4 payment from the Baal HaBayis. It's not true. The Baal HaBayis had no intention to do that. Again, the schiris is bottle. And then it's just the din Torah would be between the poel and the Baal HaBayis to see how much we'll have to shots up, how much the pool is worth, and he'll have to pay him accordingly. Again, kapakash of the poel. That's the first case where the shliach took the liberty to overpay the worker. Now, what would be the inverse case with the Baal HaBayis that was sif beis, where the Baal HaBayis said, hire me for 4, and the shliach hired somebody for 3. The halach is, the poel stuck. He accepted the deal of 3, so he can't have any monetary, it's not actionable to go back and say, look, I want 4. He only has 3. Of course, he could have terumas, it says. He could have terumas on the shliach for not giving him his full 4 that he should have carried out his shlichus properly. Good, but he's stuck. He only can get 3. And now there's a missing dollar here because the Baal HaBayis was offering 4. We don't say that the shliach could keep this missing dollar. The Baal HaBayis ends up keeping the missing dollar. Baal HaBayis only shows out 3, and the Baal HaBayis actually gains on the deal from the fact that the shliach only paid out 3. The shliach cannot say, well, you offered 4, and I got to work for 3, so give me the difference. No, the shliach cannot do that, and we suggested again two svaras. One svara is in the Miri, that the shliach has to work for the benefit of the Baal HaBayis. If he found a cheaper worker, that toiva goes completely back to Baal HaBayis. And the Olam here that said, which is a prisha, that no, the svara is, again, with this Ramah, Ketzel Yatzez Eschere Perasa Shechaveret, since we hired the person out, you hired him for 3, and you only shelled out 3, so then obviously you're only going to go back to Baal HaBayis for 3, and the Baal HaBayis is going to gain. You can't capitalize and say, look, you give me 4, and you'll keep the middle dollar, that fourth dollar. You cannot do that. Now, we discussed the Olam had a Shaila last week, like the Olam was a little alarmed. What do you mean? We constantly hire companies, and they give out the malacha, they subcontract the work, and we don't say, well, how could this company make money? It's not fair case. He asks us, "Chayav perasa shechaveret." So I told the parshat that here we're talking about shlichus, and over there, when you hire a company, you know that that's the business of the company. He has workers, employees, and of course, he's not going to do the job, or he might not do the job. He might give it out. You hire a graphic designer, laptop, he's going to do it. He might give it out to somebody to do the job, and that will be fine. Okay, that's a simple halach we said last week. But I should have mentioned last week, and I'll decide to mention it this week, there's a Chivitz Mabit who has an in-between case. And that was that I hired somebody to do a job, thinking he is going to do the job. So let's take a case, I hire a graphic designer to do a job, not knowing that he has employees underneath him, or I hire an editor to do work, and I don't know that he gives out his work, and I think he's going to edit my stuff. Or I know of a case, you hire, this is already, I think, more serious, you hire a doctor. That case was either a GI or a heart doctor, and you expect him to do the procedure, and little to anyone knows it, he has so many patients, he can't run, he's already older. So what he does is he has a younger doctor involved. The younger doctor works in behind the scenes. He's not known to the Olam. He doesn't want the Olam to know that he's there working for him. And when he puts a patient under, anesthesia, no one knows. The other doctor comes in and just does the procedure. And like this, this doctor could see hundreds and thousands of patients because he only does, you know, a handful or half of them, and he has other doctors doing the work. And that would be a Shaila. This Shaila came to Naaman Bit. His case was Yochaitzon to weave something, and he gave it out thinking, he gave it to Shimon thinking that he was the weaver of the beged, and it wasn't true. He gave it to Levi to weave the beged, and he ended up paying Levi less than Reuven paid Shimon, made up to pay Shimon. And the Shaila came to him, who gets to keep the money? Shimon says, look, you hired me for $10, I gave it to someone for $8, I'm keeping $10. And Reuven says, look, I thought you were going to do the malacha. You're not doing the malacha, it's a nekek tois. Now it's batas chiris, so therefore I should pay $8 to your employee, but you should not keep it. And the Mabit sided, he sided with the Balabas, that he only has to pay a mate. And he says, based on, he doesn't quote it actually, but he, the same principle, is Kesed Yatzezeh, that's his logic, Kesed Yatzezeh, Schoyer Pabrasa Shokadero. I thought you were going to do the job. If you don't do the job, then that's a Nekach Tois. You can't give out the job, I mean. If you, whoever you gave it to, whoever you subcontracted for less, then I'm going to gain, I'm going to profit from that difference, because Kesed Yatzezeh, Schoyer Pabrasa Shokadero, and therefore the employer will lose out. And therefore it's a scary thing, because there are many, many cases that I know of, and I'm sure you could add ten lekachim yakamoid, that you can add many, many cases where you don't know what's going behind the scenes. You think this guy is doing the pula, and it's really not him. It's really he subcontracts it out, and it's a real problem in halakha because he has no right to take that extra money. I don't think it makes a difference unless it's known. If I know that you have employees, no, so that's fine. That was the first case I prefaced before the Mabit. But in Mabit's case was you didn't know that the person had employees. You hired him out thinking he was going to do the malacha, and got even tied over there. The employee actually messed up a drop, and that was also he threw into the shayla that if you would have done the malacha, you wouldn't have messed up. This guy did the malacha, he messed up a bit. But it's, I don't think that was negated to the tshuva. The tshuva was that I thought you were going to do it, you didn't do it, so it's a bit of mekach. It's a daita d'ochi. That wasn't the deal, and therefore blithe like this that I wanted to pay you for or somebody for, and you went ahead and hired somebody else for three. Let's say you're my shliach at best, and it will be this halach of ketz yasas as
chayer. Why is it a
shlikas? It's not a shlikas.
So therefore
it's not a toast. So it's batalakit.
Doesn't pay anything.
No, but he was nana. So he's nana just like here we learned.
The woman is called a shakli. The woman is called a shakli. He's a keeper and walk away. He's a pay him for it. Pay him for what
has to be
raw material.
No, it's like every yurid, the halakha is if you go down, even an uman who improves a property, improves a house. If I go to your house and I see it needs a paint job, I go in and I paint it. If it's a sada suyalita, so I deserve to get paid to fee what kapokas. And that's really what these yisoidis of Aleph and Beis are gebayt on, these principles. And when it's batal akitzvah, for whatever reason it's batal akitzvah, then you go back to kapokas shebapoylam. Whatever the going rate is, you take the lowest going rate, and that's how he pays. In fact, we saw if some pay three and some pay four, the balabais gets away with three, because that's the lowest going rate.
You can skip the step of Kesed Yasa, because really it's nothing to do with it. Once it's a Mecca of toys, the whole thing is bought, and he has only a din of Yerid. Why have to add that extra step of Kesed Yasa?
Because the Levi wasn't Yerid on his own right. He didn't take the initiative to be Yerid. Shimon was the one who brokered the deal. So Shimon was the one who was Yerid. Shimon went into your property, your garment, and Shimon improved your garment. How? By organizing, by managing. He brokered a deal, we'll get Levi to do the work for you. Just like this shliach here brokered the deal, he got his pole to do malacha for the balabais' work.
The difference there, Shimon, in the case over here, Shimon was actually a shliach. So his shliach was to go and hire a pole for me. Over there...
But 1 second, but the shliach is bottled. Because he blew it, because I told him, instructed him only for three, and he went and took the liberty to pay four. Right? So shliach is bottled, so he's a shliach. But nevertheless, since he brokered the deal, you would have said that he has a right, since he was the one who was actually the yerid. He's the one who organized this deal. He's the one who got this deal to be improved, or got the malacha done. You would think he's entitled to the improvement, and what he pays is a malacha out of his pocket, it's his business. So to hear, I hired him. The deal was bottled because he didn't do the job. He gave it out to somebody, but he took the achrayus on his poil. He wants to come back to me. He paid his poil. He comes back to me and says, look, I improved your garment. Pay me for the price of the improvement. And he even made up to give me the higher amount. Give it to me. No, it's case of yatsa says, that's his tusha.
Do you have to tell somebody?
Oh.
Somebody hired the graphic guy to do work, and he has somebody else do the work. Does he have to volunteer the information? By the way, has somebody else do it?
Again, if he knows, If he knows that he has employees,
the guy didn't know.
If he didn't know, so he has this mabit, he's going to have a major problem.
How common does that have to be in the industry? How common?
I don't know. It has to be in India. It has to do in the in. If you tell me it's across the board farm, but if you tell me you can have graphic designers who it's a one man team, you know, it's a one employee business, and you can have graphic designers who have many businesses. You can have an editor who does his own malacca, or you can have like a Mahon type of situation who gives his malacca out. So if it's known either by this person, it's known in the ear in the city that he gives his malacca out, or sometimes he gives his malacca out, he has workers, he doesn't do every job. Then that would be fine. But if he thinks, everyone thinks he does the job, let's say like that doctor's case I was mentioning, you think he's doing the job, so that's it. So it's batakit. So you only have to pay the smaller, the amount for the employee's wages.
50% of the time in the industry, they
even if no one knows, 50% of the time, behind the scenes, there's somebody there.
You ever read the piece of paper they give you from the doctor? It says the doctor, his associates, his this, his dad, his little kid, whatever, the whole list of people that can do it. Did you ever read that?
I personally didn't have.
Read that close to that. I read it all.
But so now I just want to mention to Bhavan your possible question is that, which I want to be myself, is that let's say you'll have an accounting firm or something like that, where he'll give the malacca out, but then the accountant, the head of the firm, looks it over and goes over it. So that's him. So if you tell me the way he looks it over would be as good as he did the job himself, but you know, to get the technical secretarial work part of the accounting, just the filling in the numbers and the number crunching he gave out. So then I could hear that, look, you got a secretary to punch in the numbers. Really, we're going to you for your expertise, and you gave it the 100% of your expertise, and you looked it over, that will be fine. But if you just shitkei superficially look it over, and you don't look it over as much as you would have had you done the malacca, and I thought that you were doing the malacca, then you could start working with this mabit. It might be a problem.
I give it, like, the quality work is going to be my quality, and I'm going to guarantee it. So, what time could it be my hell? I'm giving you, this is my did the work. Well, the problem is, in the Mabit's case, they messed it up. Cut him to mess up in the Mabit's case, but that wasn't the time. But you're telling me, at least you see in the Mabit's case, he didn't stand behind it. At least you see that he didn't stand behind it.
That's what you're showing in the Mabit's case. Mashenkin, if you're telling me that the guy would stand behind it, I hear the Svara. I don't know if you could always say that's right, because an editor, you're going to stand behind the editing work. You give it to an editor who's not as good as you. The reason why I went to you is because you're a mumka, you know Hebrew, whatever, you have a flair on the pen, whatever it is. You gave it out to a guy, he does a very good job, and no problem with the job, but he's just not you. He's not you. So you stand behind the work, that the work is passable, the work is good, yeah, but he's not you. I hired you, I didn't hire your employee.
The doctor, he'll do it again, no problem.
In Sid Bey's, the Grada isn't, because he paid less.
Why don't you shut up what the Malacha is worth?
So there, since he was Makabel, the recipient, the player was Makabel Gimel. He heard Gimel and he accepted those terms of Gimel. So that's it. So the Mecca is going to be kind.
Why are you saying the Shlichus?
Not like the guy. Not like the guy. No, there, Shival, the Shlichus is Batel because he took the liberty to pay more. This case, he paid less. So he's doing it on behalf of the Balabas. The Shlichus is not Batel. If the Balabas is willing to pay 4, Coach Kane is willing to pay 3. Right, so he's doing it on his behalf. He's helping out the balabas and even making a better deal for him. He's only paying him 3. What was his shayla? Of course, you have to tell. Why not?
Take a chance.
What take? No, we're taking a chance. But the guy will never know that you
think it's beautiful.
What does that? But it's still not you, right? It's still not you. You can do even a better job. So if it's still not you, the guy might not know, but Lemais is, I'll tell you, he's only mechuyev to pay, let's say, 8 instead of 10. So by paying you 10, he's overpaying you.
No, he did as good a job, but that guy only charges 8, and I charge 10. Yeah, this all the time.
But what do I want you? But what do I want you for? I wanted you, I made up a deal with you.
He did this all the time. He hired the senior partner, he's charging.
So the lawyers, I think, is more like the accounting firm. He gives it out. He gives it out, and he'll look it over, hopefully. Or yeah, at least he's supposed to look it over and double check and make sure that it's fine. Okay. But that could be like he mentioned that it could be that that's the industry standard. If you tell me that's typical in the law. This lawyer, but is it typical in the industry?
If it's a, I thought this lawyer was one man show.
And you didn't know that he did it? Then you can have maybe a problem on you. I didn't go to you. I paid you a price because I want you. I didn't pay your price. You know that you're really not as not better than the other guy. But if you would have told me that, I would have also gone to the other guy. I paid your price because I thought I was getting you, and I wasn't getting you.
Why isn't it sufficient that the attorney or the accountant or the graphics guy says, I have other people working for me, and you come to me, it's under my
office. That's no problem, because then died. Beautiful.
You can get it for $6.
No, for sure not. 100%. That's what you have to say. Not only that, you just have to not hire the employee. I think it'll leak out. You know, naturally. Correct, 100%. I'm asking to that. The old case was only talking about a case where you thought you had a specific employee, you have a one-man show, you thought you're getting him and you're not getting him. That's the problem. No problem. No problem. 100%. I have no problem with that.
You also say that one thing is that it's the turn of a person's subcontract. If you would have gone to that other person, you would also charge him the same price. But because he gives him so much, he gives over the person who subcontracted him a cheaper price.
I hear the child. Let me repeat the child. It's a good child. Who wants another filing? What would be if the only reason why the person who subcontracted out got a cheaper price because he does such volume with his subcontract, or is it his doctor? The reason why he paid this internist for cheaper, well, I'm sure he gets cheaper anyway, but let's say it would only be because he gives him such volume of work or such referrals, that's why he got a better deal. But if had the Balabais gone directly to the Poyel, he would have still had to pay the full price. Is it the same halacha that the Balabais benefits and only has to pay the smaller price? I don't know. I don't have a raya. In Svara, I would say, even in that case, the Balabais gets away easy. Because if the Svara is Geboit and the Svara case, right, if that's the Svara case, it's true, I would have to shell out that price anyway. But Lamaisa is, you can't gain. Case, the Yasin says, Kripa Raza Shokavera. So I don't know who should gain, but it's definitely not the middle guy. He can't gain. It's his business. Again, if I know that he's giving it out, or I know that he could be giving it out, it's getting a lot of people nervous here. It's only talking about a case, it's like the Mabitz case, where I think that you're doing the malacha. If I know that you have employees working for you, it's not a problem.
The guy was fooled.
Guy was fooled, so the ktita is bottom.
Everybody can think whatever they want to think. They don't.
Normally, when I hire this guy, I hire you to make a cabinet. I think that you make perfect cabinets, and I want your mumkis. And you give it out to just a schlack.
Does anybody know? Is it my responsibility to tell them how I run my business?
No, they don't have to know if it's understood that there's a good chance that you have employees working for you. So you didn't mislead them. They didn't believe that you're doing the malacha. They know that you have a factor and you have a bunch of poilim in the factor. They might be doing the malacha. That's fine. But if let's say somehow you make the impression that you're the one who's going to do it, or like this doctor who Bedavka wanted it like that, or let's say it's a small thing. Right? That's why I gave the example of editing.
Don't do everything either.
I don't know.
The nurse comes in and gives a shot.
Okay, but that you know. When it comes to open heart surgery or procedure, you don't want the nurse coming in and doing it. You want this doctor. If I wanted a different doctor, I would have gone to a different doctor. I wanted this doctor. All right, we're sitting on the point.
He said the person who did the actual work charges him less because he gives a value. So can that person go and say, oh, now you're the one who hired me? Okay, so now it's back to the old price because now it's like you would have hired me.
That could be. I'm just saying, I just say I didn't see his case, and I just say Misvara, if the principal is case of Yasa, the middle guy can. Could be now the whole thing is bottled, and the end guy, Levi, would be able to charge a full amount because the whole thing was bottled, so Kumta is Levi was Mahana Ruvain, and Levi can get the full amount. That could be. That's a good point. But I was just saying that in Svara. That's good. Good. All right, let's go. Let's start. Otherwise, we're never going to get anywhere. All right, Sif Gimel. Amul Balabais Begimel. And the Balabais says he's hiring for Gimel. V'alach ha-shliach v'amul lehem bedalet. We heard this before. And the shliach said, I'm hiring you for four. Okay? But the Hosafa here is it's a different case. V'amru. But they respond, the Poyalim already heard these games. Va'amru, and they responded, Hareinu k'moshama balabayis. Okay, we'll be whatever the balabayis says. That means the shliach presented the thing, we're hiring you for four. And the response of the Poyalim were, whatever the balabayis says. So now, what did the Poyalim mean by that term, whatever the balabayis says? And what happens if, like in this case, where the Baal HaBayis actually said less, gimel? Does it mean that we're mekabel the gimel of what the Baal HaBayis said? Because we said whatever the Baal HaBayis said, we don't know what the Baal HaBayis said. But whatever he said, that's what we're going to do the malacha for. And since in truth the Baal HaBayis only said gimel, maybe he only has to pay them gimel. So the mekabel, no, that's not their kavon. Ein daitam, that wasn't their kavon. Ein daitam elo sheitam Baal HaBayis yes alba. When they were moisif, oh, whatever the Baal HaBayis said, they didn't mean to get less and chip away from the four that they were being offered. They meant that if our bais was willing to pay five and told you five and you're cutting our salary, then we want commission from our Baal HaBayis. But they didn't mean to say that if our bais said less, we want to lose out. They adaita ayiluya. They wanted the best possible wage, not the worst possible wage. The fikach, therefore, in this case, again, what happens? The whole thing is bottom. Means the Baal HaBayis sent for three, the shliach blew it and offered four, which he had no right to, and these extra words don't mean anything, so therefore the whole thing is both of the same halach as before. Lefikach shomen mash, also we shut up what they did, im shav ha'aba, if they taka did something worth four, no'ilin ha'aba mi Baal HaBayis, v'meinu shava. But if they're improved malacha, it's not improved, it's not worth four, or she'ena yudua, it's unknown, let's say like the case we had last week, it was in a charitz, it was filled with water, we don't know what type of charitz they actually dug out, ein lem ha'shleitz, they're only going to get three, haga, v'm'om ha'shleitz, karkam ha'lai, b'kol inyi noisim l'ma'ba, because he took the responsibility to pay the four, like he said, v'chenim loha yipaylam niskarim rak v'aba, if the going rate is four, so vada, they're going to get four. Bekitza, this is a just like we had before in Sif Aleph, the exact same halacha. The only chiddush here is that even though the poelim responded, we want commission from Baal HaBayis, it didn't mean that they wanted to cut their schiras. Because had you said that, then even if everyone the going rate is four, and even if they did a malacha yafa, which deserves four, since they said commission from Baal HaBayis, they accepted three. That would have been the halacha. But we say no, that wasn't their intention. When they said commission from Baal HaBayis, it didn't mean we want to accept the Baal HaBayis' statement. That's the. And that's the smasas. The vadi loy legroya chalkam in mach omel and ashliya kivna. That wasn't their kavana. All right, that's the halacha. Now, what would be in a case if the poel tells them a number? Right, here was pretty clear. They told them a number and they responded commercial mabal bias. What happens if the poel said a number, or the poel told the shliach the number and says, you know what, we're willing to do the job for four, and the shliach says, you know what, negotiate with the Baal HaBayis. Don't worry, he'll give you good terms. Negotiate with the Baal HaBayis. And you leave, it's not a closed agreement. And now they do the malacha. And this happens, unfortunately, very often, that the terms aren't clear. And then he does the malacha for the Baal HaBayis. And then when it comes to negotiating, they will say, well, we wanted four. And the shliach even told us, we'd negotiate with you. And which he insinuated that you were going to, you know, negotiate nicely with us. The Baal HaBayis says, Mapit, I have nothing to do. I'm only giving you kipacha shebepoyalim. Because since there was no contract, there was no clear terms, you can say, we're going to negotiate later, but that's meaningless, I'll be telling you. We'll negotiate later, and then that means later you're going to get kibbalkot shebepoyalim. And if the going rate would only be three, they'd be stuck to accept only three. It's an Eric Shai in the Siman Kuf Pei Beis. It's a meisim which happened a lot. All right, let's move on to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is a shtickle of an inverted case. Amalor Baal HaBayis barbo. If the Baal HaBayis tells him for four, sends a shliach for four, v'halak ha-shliach v'amalem begimel, and the shliach now, just like Sif Beis, this is the take on in Sif Beis. Hashliach tells them for three, he cuts their wage. And they respond, and now they respond, we want what the Baal HaBayis said. Now they weren't aware what the Baal HaBayis said. The Shliach just said, I hire you for three, for the Baal HaBayis. And they said, whatever the Baal HaBayis said is good. What was their kavana then? So the machaber chiddush, avo bisha malach and shavar ba. Even if they taka did work worth four, ein lahem ela gimel. Still, even in this case, they only get three. Sharei shamu gimel v'kibalein. They had no idea what the Baal HaBayis had said. All they heard is that the shliach told them three, and the response was k'moshe ma Baal HaBayis. I could teach that two ways. The Gemara says, a suffix, it's a boy delivered shita, how to teach those words. Either those words can mean, that means that if the Baal HaBayis said more, I want the higher price. Or they could just mean, means we trust you. That's taka what the Baal HaBayis said. You say, when you hired me today, I said, Kamoj Shama Baal, yeah, sure, whatever the Baal HaBayis says. As if to say, what you're telling me is Bashlikh is the Baal HaBayis, and I accept it. Sure, I like the guy. Whatever the Baal HaBayis said is fine with me. So kumdois, when they say commercial Baal HaBayis, it can go either way. We can touch it up that they wanted the higher amount what the Baal HaBayis indeed said, or they just believe him that this is what the Baal HaBayis said, and the three that they heard is what the Baal HaBayis said. And since it's a suffix, they have a suffix what the deal was structured. I mean, they had to touch up this deal. When people have these lashonas, what is their kavana. It's a suffix. So therefore, I'm going to make a vela raya. So you're going to be stuck with the low amount of three, even though the work was worth four.
Once he gets his gimel. And he's
Ois Shliya. He's not Ois Shliya because here he did better for the Balabais. The Balabais said four, so Kosher can if you can get a worker for three, Kosher can if you get a worker for two. It's not Mamish Ois Shliya because it's just the Balabais was willing to give four. He didn't ask him to do him this time. But nevertheless, he's not Ois Shliya. He did it for, he asked for three. And they said, sure, whatever the Balabais says, as if to imply, sure, yeah, of course, that's, you know, I like the guy. Whatever he says, if he says three, it's good for me. So therefore, since you can touch it either way, it's going to be Amoitz and Mekavel of Arai. So it's a
Amoitz and Mekavel of Arai, and you haven't yet started working.
Very good. Very good. We're going to get to that in a second. No, in Sif Gimel, we just said we know for sure he didn't want to get less than what he heard. The Pearl's not interested in getting less from what they heard. If they heard four, and they write, and they say, the intention wasn't to get three.
Means nothing.
In Sif Gimel means nothing. In Sif Dalet, it's a Sophic, and there's a Nafkamina. Why it's a, it's bad to nothing, but I'm going to show you we had two Nafkaminas.
When they say, whatever the Balabai said, and they heard four, and he said that the Balabai said five, they mean they want five.
The Gemara just means that, well, that's on this tat. That's only on this tat. Rather, they're not going to get it because of this tat. It's a suffix what they mean. But the Zikr didn't mean, that's for sure, they didn't mean less. They'll never get five in this case. Right. It means that they have two tzadim. Lafuke, a third tzad. I'll give you three tzadim. Either they mean higher what the Balabai said, or everything what the Balabai said, even lower, or just we trust what the Balabai said. Sif Gimel tells me that there's no. What's a nafkamina? It's a suffix. So he suggested good nafkamina. It says it's nafkamina. If the poilim didn't do the work yet, so they could say, look, you're playing this game. You can say, I'm not going to give a raya. I know at the end of the day, you're not going to pay me the four that you're supposed to pay me. I'm not doing the job. But that's okay. I'm moksik in my gof. I'm moksik in my pula. I'm not willing to do the job. I'm not going to give a raya.
Even if not, if the poil leaves, what would happen?
No, normally a poil's never back at him of the job.
What happens if he does?
Oh, we're going to. It's going to be Shalom again. We'll get to it in a second. But here, he's allowed to lekatchila back out of the work because he knows that he's not going to be paid at the end of the day to his understanding of the deal. It means he's muktzeh before he did the malacha. He thinks that he should deserve four and he's not going to get it. He doesn't have a chiyuv to do the malacha. That's one nafkamina. I'm going to get back to it in a second. The second nafkamina is, as Shach says, is that loy to be shayinim hold that when it's a tzveka dedina, you're allowed to be tofes, tfisa is moil. Makloikis, but here too, if the poilin will be tefis from his valabas, four, he'd be able to keep it, because he said, I died to the hachi, I understood this deal was four. The terms of this deal was four. When I say kumash from a balabais, that means that if the balabais said more, I want more. So therefore, if he's tefis from the balabais, the four, he has a right to keep it, because it's a sveka tadina. Oh, not, I hear your point, but I'm going to tell you it's not true. Why? He wants to be married that maybe they only have a right to get four from the Balabais if the Malacha is worth four, just like we had in the first three Sifim. Here it's different, because here, since the Balabais said four, the Shach points is out. Since the Balabais said four, and if he tied up Kamoshama Balabais means I accept his deal of four, then even the Malacha is worth zero. If you hire a worker and you tell him four and he does the job, you have to give him four. It belies that the ketiza was done between the Balabais and the Poyel, because the Poyel accepted whatever the Balabais said. So here, forget the Kedichis, I forgot to point it out, the Shach points it out, is that here, even if the Malacha is not worth four, they're entitled to four on the Sophic. So since it's a Sophic, I might make a Bala Raya. That's true. But if they didn't do the job yet, that was his Nafkamina, Xay's Nafkamina, or Tfisa, which is the Shach's Nafkamina, if they'll be Tefis, they'll latter be Tefis four, even if it's Taka not worth four. And it's a Sophic, it's a Metzmek of a Raya. Now, Zaktik Sois, basically has the following conscience. He says it's like a Shaila, and I would like to go into it. Here we have a case, you have a Poel doing a Malacha, and you have a misunderstanding of a Sophic and what the terms were. And we say, here, Metzmek of a Raya is the Balabayas, means at the end of the day, now he comes to Balabayas, he wants four. Balabayas makes it in the money, Metzmek of a Raya. Zaktik Sois says, Halach and Shinyat Bey is the following. If I rent out a house, an apartment, and I tell the tenant that it's a dollar a chodesh. And if it was an ibayah this year, it's an ibayah, he'll have to pay me $13. If I tell him it's $12 for the year and it's an ibayah, he's going to get benefit from the extra deal. He'll benefit from the fact that there's an ibayah because it's still only 1 year, and he made up $12 for the year, he only has to pay $12. What happens if I say a double lashon? I'd say $12 for a year, a dollar a chodesh. So it's a double lashon. Do we say that when it's a nibayah, you're stuck only to get 12 because he said $12 a year? Or do we say, no, that since he said a dollar a chodesh, you're going to get 13? What's the halacha? The halacha is over there that even if the tenant already lived in the house for the entire 13 months, nevertheless, so it means he's muktzak now on the payment, nevertheless he has to pay the balabas $13. We don't say amotzi make a brother v'raya. Why? So the mechaba over there, it's the halacha, is because that's, and we do say amotzi, but make a brother v'raya. But who has the motzi? The motzi is the tenant. Why? Because since kakab is cheskot alev, he has a chazoko. The Bailam on the house have a chazok, and the Shiloh was misoira. When would the suffix came about? The suffix came about from day one. At the terms of the contract, it was a misleading contract. It was an ambiguous contract. We didn't know what the terms were. Since the balabos is muksik in his karka, even if the tenant already lived there, still, at the end of the day, the balabais has a right to be moiti from the tenant $13 because he's the muksik. The balabais is the muksik on his karka to say that you're not allowed to live in my house unless you pay the full 13. So therefore, even if he didn't call the shiloh, didn't go to Bezin at the beginning of the year, when the Bezin at the end of the year, still you have to pay 13. The male effect took toys. The kari here should be the same halacha. The poilim are muksik in their own pu'ula. We even said that before we start doing the job, the Pailam could walk off the job and say, no way, we're in the middle of the job. And once they find out that the Baal Bayis doesn't plan on paying them for at the end of the day, forget about it. I died, okay, I was never interested in going into this deal. So the Pailam are muksik and their malacha. They're muksik, so who cares that they already did the malacha? They should still be able to ask the Baal Bayis for the higher amount, since it's kufa sofik, and it's amosik. They're the muksik. They're the muksik on themselves, on the guf, on their pula, and they should be able to charge from the Baal Bayis the higher amount, since it's a sofik. And that's make avail of a raya. Because the shiloh was necessary at the beginning of the work. The shiloh wasn't necessary at the end. The shiloh was really at the beginning. It was in ambiguous terms. What was the agreement? So therefore, they should be muktzik and they should get the higher amount. How come the mechab over here paskins that they forget that they're on the short end of the deal? They only get three. Lekoy should be able to get four. How they affect the tzais? Every tzais was a beautiful yisait. It's in the kedai yisait and has its nafkaminis. So the tzais, beautiful nafkaminis. So over there, the case was that the tenant lived in the house for the 13th month, Shaloi Bershus. The Baal Bayis didn't put him into the house. The Baal Bayis put him into the house at the beginning of the year, let him in. Now there's a suffix. He carried on and stayed in the house until the 13th month, Aldas not to pay, because he thought he's only paying 12 for the year. And the Baal Bayis had different intentions. The Baal Bayis thought he was going to pay. So the person went into his Rishus, so to speak, Shaloi Bishas. He went into the 13th month of the house living there, Shaloi Bishas. He was typhus, it's true, he was typhus, but he was a typhus, Shaloi Bishas. He was a typhus from me when I'm the Baal Bayis, I'm a muksik, I have a cheskes karka, it's me, it's my chazaka, so therefore his tefis is not going to work. He's going to have to pay me because the shiloh was necessary before. And now he's typhus, Shaloi Bishas. But Shankin zokta by a poel. The poel did the malacha on their own volition. If they had the shiloh, I mean, they didn't know about the shiloh. If they had the shiloh, they should have stopped doing the malacha. They carried on with the malacha. Since they carried on, it's like a tefis b'shus. They keep on feeding me and giving me their pula. And they gave me their full pula. Now, it's true they had intentions. Why are they giving me? They thought they were entitled to four. But I didn't take their pula shaloi b'shus from them. It's sort of they willingly gave up their chazaka. They have a chazaka on their pula, and they were not to carry on and do the malacha and give me the pula all along and give up their cheskas mammon on the pula. Since they gave that up to me, they gave me their pula. The halacha is that we don't go bust their chazaka. Faket. Now the chazaka is I'm muksik in the money. The Baal Bayis is muksik in the money, and he doesn't have to pay them because I'm late to make a veil of right. Now it's only shalom on the cheskas on the money, on who owns the money, who, how much do they have to pay him? Well, the Baal Bayis is muksik in the money. He doesn't have to pay him more than three.
In the 5-year lease, same
story. And it's at the end of the 5 years.
No, it's the first year.
So again, so that would be Bem Samalaka. What passed was passed. What rather than in
not there, blue shoes.
No, there was also a contract. The contract was for the year, but the contract had terms. The contract's terms were $1 a month. If you have in mind not to pay me for the 13th month, you have no right to be there. So you're doing a tefisa against, you're taking a tefisa without my knowledge this week. You're taking, I didn't give you it willingly, you took it from me. And rather the Ksai says, and that's proud over there, there's a halakha over there in Shinya Beis, the same case as the house, but with a Rebbe. If you make up with a Rebbe, you're paying him $12 a year, or $1 a chaydish, and the Rebbe works for the entire year, he teaches your child for the entire year, for all 13 months, there the halakha is, Taki, you only have to pay the Rebbe $12. Because I didn't force the Rebbe to work, the Rebbe decided to teach my child and carry it on. So he gave up his chazak, he gave up his chazak on his pa'ula, so he gave it to me. Now it's a shalat, just how much I have to pay him, I'm muksik, I'm waiting to cover all over right.
Here, $1 a chaydish, isn't he like explaining what he,
The reason why it's 12,000 years because of the
It's a good job for Shinya days. Okay, right, right. All right, but I'd rather not get into it here. Dr. Tzoyes, what's a nafkamina? Now that we understand what's really going on here, so Dr. Tzoyes, in the Tzanta case, if you look at the Tzoyes towards the end of the Tzivkotin Beis, he says, "Umizeh nira, demruvein shalach shlucha l'shim and lahaskeloi beisai b'shloisha adumim l'shana." I want to rent an apartment, have a shvagah who's living in Lakewood, and I'm coming to Lakewood. I'd send my shvagah, do me a favor, rent Reuven's apartment. I want to rent it for 3 adumim. Lishana. V'adu shlukai, and the shliach, the shvagah went, v'amr le b'shnaim, and he went to the balabais, and he told the balabais, I'm willing to rent your house for 2 adumim lishana, for my shvagah. So he's helping out his shvagah. He didn't tell the balabais that Ishvaga was willing to offer 3. Va'am Shimon, the balabais says, K'moshu'arma ha'seicha. Whatever the seicha says, sure, no problem. Whatever the seicha says, I'm willing to rent out. So again, you have the shayla. Did he mean to accept the 2, and I trust you that the seicha is willing to pay 2? Or did I mean K'moshu'arma ha'seicha? That means, if the seicha was willing to give more, I want to give more. So it's a regular suffix. There, Tafilim kvadoba Reuven, even if Reuven lived there, kol hashana, tzarek l'shalim shloisha adumim. He's going to have to pay 3 adumim, even though he's mukzik in his money. Was kibin du safik, since he's a safik, umuki kaka b'cheska shimin, it's havelei mamish, hakdina, diyid bezuvim l'shana, medina zav l'chaydish. It's exactly the same halakha. It's mamish the same halakha, because over there, the same thing. It's here, he's mukzik in his kaka. It's the same suffix that we have in our Mechaba. The only reason why the Baal Bais gets off the hook is because he's mukzik in the money and the pearl willingly did the work. But if the suffix will be the other way around, like in a house, the Baal Bais could tie it to the house, the landlord could say, look, I want a higher price, and I'm mukzik, kaka b'chesed v'alel medes, I'm mukzik in my kaka, you're going to have to pay me the higher price.
We found out, the shliach told him before he moved in, that, hey, I got a few too. He says, oh, great. So now when he moves in.
Okay, very good. Look at the Nesivis. I wasn't going to mention it. The Nesiva says, the second line of the second column, Omnam Nirali, the Zed Dafka, Kisho Adio Ashlik Leruven Aseika, Shamaska Oma Kamosha Oma Aseika, Ukra Yoda Measafik, Kodim Shaniknas, then it's Domil America, Shashnaim Yoda Measafik, Mikim Shaniknas America, Shlaber shows, have a Kitvisa Misfaka the Kaiv Lagza. Whatever that benignus adapted the mask was only willing to give the higher price. Because he didn't know that the mask did this to him. And then, the Zivis is masking to the Ksois, but he says it's only if everyone knew what took place. He went back to the Seicher and he told the Seicher what took place. And the guy said, Kamoisha Oma HaSeicher, this parable Lashon. So everyone knew what they were getting into. So then the guy is Muxik and he's going to have to pay him the higher price. But if he didn't know, when he came back, he didn't know what's going to happen, then it's not going to be the same Allah. It's going to be like a bit of like Tzitzah and he's only have to pay the child. I'd rather not go into it because it's really worth our thing. But it's, look at it and see if it's discussed your case. All right, now, the halacha over here that it's a Suffolk, what he meant. The different Malkiel points out that that's only if I hear from a shliach 3 and I say Kamosha Mavalabais. He says 3 and I just say Kamosha Mavalabais. But if he says 3 and I say, and I repeat, 3 Kamosha Mavalabais, then it's clear that the poilim meant that I trust you that this is what the Balabais said. And therefore, that's not a suffix, that's a vade that you only have to pay him 3, that he accepted the terms of 3, because he said 3 Kamosha Mavalabais. It's only here we didn't repeat 3. Just a commercial malbais. Then we say, oh, maybe he meant commercial malbais. That if the malbais are willing to give more, I'm willing to take more. All right, let's start.
He says commercial malbais probably
4. Well, what if he said
4? Commercial malbais, I assume 4.
But if he says 4. Then Lachaya that he's being says to the words of the Shliach. Lachaya shakes the 3 and I say Kamosha Mababai is probably 4. That means I don't want to trust you on the 3. Then Lachaya, you're right. Then it'll be clear the other way. It won't be a suffix.
But if he could bring a ride that he would never do work for 3, and he only did it because
not going to have Dwarm Shabalai, not going to help.
Is that much
better over problem? It's a suffix. We don't know how to touch up the terms of this agreement.
But if he can prove that that doesn't work for
so what? But I didn't know that. We had a similar concept in Reish Lamed Beis. Is the deal has to be structured. If the two of them, the way they structure the deal, the one doesn't know the other one's noeg, how he does it. If you tell me it's known, so then he's going against a minhag. But if he doesn't know that this guy wouldn't do it for whatever reason, he could prove he told Eidim before in tough luck. The deal was structured as such, three commercial mababais, and we have to know what that means, and that's a suffix in halakha, it's a sake of the dinah, and I'll be able to make a veil of a raya. That would, but the case before in Sif Gimel, that's anyway, if the Baabai says three and the Shliach says four, and he said commercial mababais, he's zikr going to be entitled to four. He didn't mean to cut down what he heard. The whole shaila here, commercial mababais, is maybe to get more than what he has, but less than what he has. No Paul is giving up what he has. If he has four, he doesn't win.
No, if it's worth four.
In which case are you talking about? In Sif Gimel, if the Baabai said three and the Shliach said four, so the Ktitza is bottle, even though he said commercial mababais, and then you go bottle, so how much it's worth? If it's worth four, he's entitled to four.
If he says commercial mababais four, they don't have
the ktitza. Well, it's still the ktitza's bottle. Because the shliach had no right to offer me four. The Baabai is only willing to pay me three.
You're
going to have to shatz it up. Why? Because the Baabai is only authorized three. The shliach said four. The poel said also four. Let the poel just would accept four. We had an halacha aleph that the shliach is his bottle. He had no right to take the liberty to authorize four. The Baabai has never authorized such high payments. And therefore, the shliach is his bottle. We go basa as if the guy did work without any deal, without any terms. And you have to do to kifi mashanin, how much you zman him.
In general, the tenant and the landlord, the land was always a mukhlik.
Like I'd be this type of situation, not always, but like I'd be this type of situation. If it's mukhlik and how much he has to pay rent for his karka, yeah, then he's going to win out to his chazaka or karka. Now let's start to Ramah. Talk to Ramah. Balabai she'amal upoilim. I say imi malacha barba'a k'moy she'asu chavereichem. And Balabai tells his poilim, without any shliach, straight. The Baabai talks to the workers directly and says, I hired a bunch of you guys, I hired your friends yesterday, and, you know, I'm going to pay you four just like I paid them. And they respond, whatever our chaverim get, we're willing to be employed. He was pulling them along. He really paid their friends more, paid them, let's say, five. He's mechuyev to give to these poelim the higher amount like he gave to his friends. So Balabai says, four like your friends do, and the friends really get five. And they responded, yeah, like our friends do, they're entitled to five and the higher amount. This is against what we learned till now. Here is a case where they hear four plus commercial sukkavim. They hear four plus commercial mababais. They hear a number and they hear a clause writing with this number. And they respond like the clause. They say commercial ama chavereinu. And the Maccabi's case was that it's a suffix in this case. The Mechabit's case of Sivdalid was, they heard three and they say, K'mosh Amar Balabais, it's a suffix, and they're not entitled to the higher amounts. It's a Mechavel of Araya. Because maybe since they heard the number three or four, whatever it is, they accepted the number and they believe him, that's what he's paying. So to his Akhtashak, why can we say the same thing? When they heard the Balabais saying, I'm willing to pay for four, like your friends go, like I hired your friends for yesterday, they should say, maybe it means, I trust you that's how much you hired my friends for. Just like I trust the shliach, that's what the Baabais is willing to pay. I trust you that's what you paid my friends. It's the same exact give and take. They said the Baabais says a number, the Baabais says a clause, and the Poelim repeat the clause. How come here we say, no, it definitely means that they want a higher man, K'mo Yishe Asu Chavereinu?
They repeat the clause.
Sorry?
The last part.
So too in the Mechaba, the same thing. He didn't repeat the whole clause. He only repeated the last part. The Shliach says three, K'moshoma Balabais, and they respond, K'moshoma Balabais, and we say over there that he only gets three, because we say that he only meant, we trust you that's what the Balabais said. So to here, why don't we say that which we said, K'moshoma Balabais, only means that we trust you that's what the Chaverim said. That's what Chaverim are getting for.
You should get four, even if he doesn't say.
No, four you're going to get here. The numbers change. Let's say four and
five. Five, right. Even if the
pile
doesn't say it,
and then repeat commercial kavereinu.
What Baba said something? Does he have to go by his word?
No, he did, but the Baba said the lower number. Yeah. Baba says four,
I'm paying you
but he said a number. Four, like our friends. So maybe it should be a bottle and mekach. It should be a bottle. Let's say the Bavai says a double lotion, which might infer four plus kumush rasa kavrayim. So it'd be like we had like yidbeis lishana and echo lechedesh. He said a double lotion. It can mean four, or kumush rasa kavrayim, it can mean five. And they repeated kumush rasa kavrayim. So lechayra, why over here do we say they're entitled to the five? They should say, we just mean that I trust you that you talk to give my friends four. Why over here do we say that he definitely has a right to get five, even if the malacha is not worth anything? It doesn't make a difference. But we say that the ksita was done for the same price that the kavrayim were done for, which is the five. And so much so that the Shach argued with the halacha, and he says it's a ta'isayfin, the Talmid Rashba and the Beis Yosef, and he argues with the halacha, and he says it's not true. The halacha will be that the thing is batal. It doesn't work. You can't tell me over here that I say kamosh asa kavreinu means that I want the higher amount, and you know that, and I know that. It can't be worse, it can't be more than the suffix of like the Maccabi's case. So they will not be entitled to the higher amount. The Shach argues with the Ramah. So according to the Shach, rather, he learns a similar way, like he was suggesting, like it's a double lotion, it's a serious, all things bottled, so you'll give commercial bakashah b'boilim. That we, because the Rabbis wasn't prepared to give more than four. He said four, so even though he blew it and he tricked him, he said commercial also kaverekem, but he wasn't prepared to give more than four, so it exceeds his bottle. So you go bakashah
b'boilim. Their work is worth more than bakashah b'boilim.
No, there is a pocket job. I mean, they did a better job, so then they'll be entitled to the better job, like we said before. Although, actually, we get into a Shach Yeralik, we discussed that, so I read that, I'll get into it again. But Pasht is, you're right, we'll go back to the regular column as before. The Ksoi says, Nakimta, the Ksoi says the Teretz to the Shach's Kasha. And he says there's one clear difference between the Mechaba and the Ramah. In the Mechaba's case, the Shliach never said both clauses. He only said, I'm hiring you for three. They responded, Kamosha also, Kamosha Mabalabais. So there's a suffix to say they didn't hear more than three. They heard one clause three. They heard one number three. And they responded, Kamosha all Mabalabais. It's shy to learn that they meant three is Kamosha Mabalabais. Three, I trust you that that's what the Balabais said. Here, the Balabais said a double lotion. He said, I'm hiring you for four. And I'm hiring you commercial sukavarekam. So he has a double lotion. And they responded, Kamosha sukavarekam. That means they're choosing, they want that method of payment. They want the method of payment, Kamosha also Kavarenu. So they elected that form of payment. They heard two choices, a theoretical lotion. So there, when they reply, Kamosha also Kavarenu, there it's definite that their intention is that they want, if a Kavarenu would be getting more than four, we want more than four as well. We want to be entitled to that as well. Because you gave us both Lashonis. The Machabes case is where the Shliach didn't give both Lashonis. He only said three. When they respond, Kamosha Amar Bala Bais, it's possible he just meant, oh yeah, three is what the Bala Bais must have said. Or they're overriding the Shliach and saying, no, not three, we want with the Bala Bais. If the Bala Bais is saying more, we want more. And therefore comes out a major nafkaminas of Tiktois that in the Machabes case, should the Shliach say a double Lashon, should the Shliach fool them and say, we're willing to pay you three, Kimoish Amar Bala Bais, and they'll respond, Kimoish Amar Bala Bais, then they would be entitled to four if the Bala Bais indeed said four. Because there, they were given a double lotion, and they responded that they want to elect the form of payment, Kimoish Amar Bala Bais. So there, they would deserve four if the Bala Bais indeed was willing to give more than the three they heard. The Bala Bais said two, that is a problem with excise. L'chayr, if you just take the Ksois like straight, you should say, well, if they heard two forms of payment and they wanted commercial Mabalabais, then the Babais said two, then the Chayy should say Zikha wanted two and get less. And you look into Amida Rajba, as Lashon is, they died to Ayiluya, they wanted the better. Vice Dois, Azoivai, they weren't electing their form of payment against them, similar to what we had in Siv Gimel. That wasn't their intention. The intention just was, if you gave me a double Lashon, if it works out, good. But a commercial so kaverenu, if it's going to be better going with kaverim's payment, I want that payment. And so too, if you say three commercial mabalabais and I respond commercial mabalabais, then it means that if the babai is willing to give four, then I'm entitled to four. That is the ksoisis teretz for the Ramah. The maitzitz mavun the taz not like the ksois, and the Shach argues with the Ramah as well. So you have to know what to do in the halacha. But at least the Ramah, the way the ksois understands the Ramah is saying halacha, that here is different because since they gave both choices, stereotypical choices, and they responded, we want that one, so they have a right to, if it worked out better for them, they have a right to opt for that one. All right.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.